Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Hans Schüttler is a composer living in Hamburg in Germany. Originally trained as a pianist, nowadays he creates works for theater productions and audiobooks and produces radio plays and dramas for German public radio. As part of this year's New York Electronic Arts Festival, he lectured about his works at Harvestworks Digital Media Arts Center and conducted a workshop. As a composer, he is deeply influenced by the Fluxus movement, and he regularly invokes the spirit of the Fluxus movement in his works. John Cage's piano concert was reimagined as a piece for construction machinery, power drills, and Tibetan horns at a German Fluxus festival. He created a piece for children's choir and cell phones, works for vacuum cleaner, or for electronics, dance, choir, and cucumbers. Actually, the latter was commissioned by the city of Stade for the festivities honoring the closing of the Stade nuclear reactor. The day after his lecture at Harvestworks, he conducted a workshop around a sound poem by Austrian Dadaist poet Ernst Jandl, culminating in a performance for voices and various kitchen devices. This and many other works attest to the creativity and originality of Hans Schüttler's works. You can hear more on his website, www.hansschüttler.de, HANSSCHUETTLER. Radio drama. Hans Schüttler produces radio dramas for German public radio WDR, Deutschlandradio Berlin, NDR, and others. He has produced radio dramas for writers such as Günter Eich and Vladimir Grossman, but also his own productions in various genres. The radio drama is a dramatized play with different actors speaking different roles, plus sounds and music. It evokes the impression of a theater play and is therefore different from a reading and, due to its purely acoustic means, different from film as well. Originally developed for radio, they can be seen as the first original radio art form, a genre in its own right, with its emphasis on sound and in experimental radio plays and nonlinear storytelling. The borders between radio drama and sound are fluid. According to Wikipedia, the last public network radio play in the US has been aired in 1962, but Germany is the country where the most radio dramas, Hörspiel in German, are produced and listened to, and it remains popular in much of the world. In his lecture, Hans Schüttler talked about his productions for German public radio and how he approaches sound and music and various dramatization techniques in radio drama. Let's have a listen. In the following example, he created the soundscape for a radio thriller in the famous Tatort series for German radio NDR, Norddeutscher Rundfunk, or North German Radio. Here, we'll hear the beginning of an episode, Death of an Underwater Diver. The sounds tell the story about a slain diver who is then thrown into the water. He slowly sinks to the ground while he's agonizing. His scuba equipment is banging against metal, a column of a wind turbine. The scene takes place in the North Sea.
Wow. so, als wäre alles normal. Aber sie ersticken im Gas!
Tod eines Tauchers von Matthias Wittekind.
This was Hans Schüttler's opening of the German radio drama Death of a Diver. You hear the diver being thrown into the water, him agonizing and sinking to the ground. The scene then morphs into a phone call with someone alerting the police. Let's look at the sounds in more detail. First, we have wind and water. The effect of thrown into the water is achieved by cutting out the high frequencies at some point. You literally hear like as if you're underwater. Here's the sound of the scuba equipment banging on metal. This is achieved by banging on the low piano strings. The rhythm is created with a delay effect. Pitch shifting allows for lowering the pitch of the sound, resembling the sinking of the diver to the ground. To achieve the hissing sound of the scuba equipment, the device loses the air under pressure, Hans Schüttler has used a spray whipped cream bottle. In the following sound file, the composer uses low pitches of harmonium, played with the bass foot pedal keys of the instrument, then pitch shifted, to create the underwater atmosphere. Lastly, we also hear the diver suffocating. Well, these sounds were not created by any other means than the composer himself torturing himself in front of a microphone. These were the sounds used to create the opening sequence of the German radio drama Death of a Diver, created by Hans Schüttler, a composer from Hamburg. The author of the radio drama is Matthias Wittekind, and the instructions he gave to the sound designer were as follows. Breathing sounds, a diver underwater. Sucking and blowing transmits a feeling of constriction. The sound installation is then reduced to a hissing sound that is creating the sound of an interrupted phone line. In the phone line, you can hear a person breathing who is under pressure. Then the voice speaks. During the breaks, breathing sounds. Let's listen to the sound collage again with all the sounds together and follow the story.
Tod eines Tauchers von Matthias Wittekind.
This was Hans Schüttler's opening of the German radio drama Death of a Diver, produced for Deutscher Rundfunk. We have been examining how he has created a soundscape telling the story. Let's listen to another short and simpler example. An undercover agent has lost his wife in a traffic accident. He has been traumatized. Whenever he sees an accident, especially car wrecks, he gets reminded of this tragic event. In the following scene, a wooden shed is burning. Firefighters arrive. The agent thinks of his wife. He's crying quietly, and an inner monologue, in German though, is heard. The musical motif sound blends in.
Hören wir auf. Morgen ist auch noch ein Tag.
Es brennt. Warum? Was war im Schuppen? Irene, eingeklemmt. Schluss damit. Konnte doch nicht wissen, dass der Laster ausschert. Tief einatmen. Langsam. Schafe zählen. Nein. Eis. Wasser. Feuer. Kohlenmonoxid. Eis. Wasser. Feuer. Kohlenmonoxid.
The musical motif, somber and melancholy, is created on a harmonium. Here's a short excerpt. This undercover agent, his name is Jack Gartman, is a central character in the German radio series Tatort, in English Crime Scene, that Hans Schüttler is creating soundscapes for. Gartman is a composer and musician as well, who performs in odd places to be close to his suspects. Or even he takes in a music commission from criminals. To create the music for these scenes, Hans Schüttler founded the Jack Gartman Trio, together with bassist André Schulz and drummer Björn Lücker. Hans Schüttler studied piano with Nikolai Pozniakov and currently teaches at the universities of Kassel, Rostock and Halle. As a pianist and composer, he worked together with a wide range of artists such as Manos Tsangaris, Dieter Schnebel, Barry Guy, Dror Feiler, Anthony Braxton, Howard Johnson, Jay Oliver, Jimmy Carl Black and others. Let's listen to a piece by this trio recorded and performed for one of the Tatort crime scene dramas. This was a recording, variations on a theme by Johann Sebastian Bach, for one of the Tatort radio plays by Hans Schüttler's trio. Let's listen to another excerpt of his radio drama work. This time, the work does not tell a story in the traditional sense. There is no dramatization, no introduction, no development. It conveys a message in a non-linear way. What are we talking about? In 1951, the NDR, Norddeutscher Rundfunk, produced a radio play Träume, Dreams, by the author Günter Eich. It was a science fiction radio drama. It dealt with illegal organ harvesting, nuclear war, and it hints at Germany's recent past. Many people were outraged and called the radio with their complaints, often in an angry and hostile way. These calls were recorded and provide the material for the following work. As part of a 50th anniversary event, NDR produced various works. One of them was Hans Schüttler's work, broadcasted in 2008. He composed a new radio drama with the recorded material, placing the callers as if they would sit in an audience of a theater. The result is a whole choir of outraged and angry people. These calls speak for themselves.
Sagen Sie mal, was für ein Mist verzapfen Sie heute Abend schon wieder im Rundfunk. Das ist zum Kotzen. Hängen sich Ihre ganzen Hörspiele an Nagel, wissen Sie. Schweinemäßig ist das.
Das entspricht einer Geschmacksverirrung, die Sie sich wieder leisten.
Wir sind derart entsetzt hier. Wir sind an sich von den Sendungen von Hamburg ja nicht sehr verwöhnt.
Sie denken Skandal, sowas.
Katastrophal.
Schweinemäßig ist das.
Zumutung. Ja, also das entspricht ja kaum irgendeinem mitteleuropäischen
Geschmack. Kann man den mal nicht einsperren?
Sagen Sie mal, was für ein Mittelalter, wann Sie heute Abend haben.
Es ist ja nicht zu glauben, was Sie dem Publikum bitten.
Kotzen. Hängen sich Ihre Schweinemäßige
wieder an Nagel, wissen Sie.
Schweine. Es ist ja nicht zu glauben, was Sie dem Publikum bitten.
Kinderverkauf, Kinderbetäubung, und als gleich Polizei da mal einschreitet.
Es ist wahnsinnig, wirklich, dem Fass den Boden aus.
Ich verstehe so etwas nicht.
Ich
kann Ihnen sagen, wir werden entsprechende Schritte unternehmen. Bei den Zeitungen nicht so
als Polizei da mal einschreitet.
Aber es ist ja,
There is no further commentary needed. While these calls are in German, the emotional content comes across in any language. So what is the difference between a literary radio play and an experimental radio drama? In the literary radio play, there's a hierarchy and a set division of labor. The main thing is the text. It conveys all the information that is needed to understand the story. Music, noise, and sound are secondary. They augment and accompany the text. First, the writer creates a script. The producer or editor decides whether the script is suitable or not. It should not be too complicated. That's where books differ from radio plays. While reading a book, the reader can turn back a page if he or she didn't understand or forgot something. That's of course not possible when listening to a radio play. That should always be understood on first listening. For a radio drama, though, the director gets a script and creates a radio drama by working with the actors, sound engineer, musicians, composers, and others. In an experimental radio drama, there is no hierarchy. Editor, writer, director, actor, musician, and sound designer have to work and stick together as one person or as a team. The team members are equal. Early examples of American experimental radio dramas are Williams Mix by John Cage or the radio dramas by Frank Zappa. Speech, music and noise are playing equal roles. The music is not background music, soundtrack of an action. The meaning arises automatically. Here is another example of Hans Schüttler's experimental work. We are listening to the works of Hans Schüttler, a composer from Hamburg who in a recent lecture at Harvest Works discussed various radio drama productions for German public radio. In 2012, Hans Schüttler was touring Russia with his duo Allophonics together with trombonist Heinz-Erich Gödecke. On their CD Ontolog, he created a symphonic radio drama with many sounds he recorded during that tour. He used recordings from their live concerts and noise from places such as Moscow Metro or loud advertising in public places like in Yekaterinburg, and he composed with voice, noise and sound polyphony. Schüttler also made a radio drama out of an interview at a local TV station in Yekaterinburg, in Russia. He cut the audio tracks of the television show into several different parts and played different soundtracks simultaneously.
Но, скорее всего, у меня есть теория, что это взаимодействует электроны с растениями.
The following fanfare composition by Hans Schüttler is a polyphonic work created solely from recordings of the composer's tour in Russia, together with trombonist Heinz-Erich Gödecke. A short sequence with trombone and piano is recreated several times with different speed and then superimposed on top of each other. The last piece of this CD by Hans Schüttler is called Coda, and it uses a recording of the Kremlin's bells, circular breathing on the trombone, and a hurdy-gurdy run through a ring modulator. We have been listening to works by Hans Schüttler, a composer from Hamburg, who in a recent lecture and workshop at Harvest Works in New York talked about his radio drama works. If you want to know more about this composer, check out his website as www.hansschüttler.de. Hans Schüttler is spelled HANSSCHUETTLER. This radio show was created July 2013 at the Harvest Works Recording Studios, with voice by Hans Stammen, mixed and edited by Zachary Boone.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.